Attorneys general from the group of states argue the decision to revoke some student visas was, quote, senseless and cruel. They're asking the District Court of Massachusetts to place a preliminary injunction on the rule, which Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced last week. Students whose classes are completely online could lose their visas, along with opportunities for work in the U.S. ICE gave schools until tomorrow to announce if they're holding all classes remotely, and until August 6th to show how each student's class schedule complies with the new requirements. The change was a sudden return to before March 2020, when ICE relaxed its policy and allowed universities to carry out social distancing without jeopardizing student visas. The states argue the reversal was a partisan effort to force them to reopen. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro said in a press release, the move puts the state's already fragile economy at risk. The Commonwealth is among 42 states and territories where the number of new confirmed COVID-19 cases have been rising. In Harrisburg, I'm Alana Elder.